So I've been doing sound for over 2 decades. I've ran more than 5,000 shows, and each one of those shows has some nuance that I deal with of sexism pretty much every time I work. But I recalled one show recently, last winter, that encompasses, it's chock full of sexism and different dynamics I face every time I go to work. It was a winter night at Audubon, one of the 4 clubs I work in Baltimore. I show up like I normally do, going to work when everyone else is coming home from work, walking into a dark building. I open the door and I get overtaken by the wafty smell of last night's rock show and must and drunkenness, which I like. It kind of brings me into the zone that I need to be in. I power on the lights, power on the sound system, put on my favorite record for the week, because I have to listen to all my records on the best sound system in the city. So I start that ritual pretty much every night of my life. I used to before the pandemic anyway. So I'm going about my time in the club by myself, setting up the stage, bringing out all the mics and stands and cabling. I have no idea who's playing that night. I usually don't know, or half the time I don't know, so I just go with it and I start setting up the normal needs. But as soon as I hear the banging on the door, the aggressive knocking, I pretty much understood what the night was going to entail by that force of knock. So I go, I open the door, and about 30 guys come in, all in different varying shades of black and with like last night's leftover makeup still on their faces. And I could tell, or I was told, but I could tell that it was a glam metal night with a touring package of 4 bands. I was to be mixing the last 3. They had a visiting engineer for the opening band, and that was the story. So I continue setting up the stage, bringing out more mics, setting up the way I normally do, and the tour manager, who's half my age, comes over to me and says, like, when's the sound guy gonna get here? I say, oh, I'm the sound guy. And he laughs, and then he realizes that I'm telling the truth. It's not a joke. And then he proceeds to explain all of what needs to go on as if, like, I'm 8 and I've never worked a show in my life, even though I've worked more shows than he's been alive. So I listen and I grin and bear it the way I always do, because they're my clients and I just have to smile at them and listen to them. So I continue setting mics, and random guys are coming up to me, since I'm still the only person from Ottawa working, asking me to make drinks or to fix the toilet, to replace the toilet paper, all these things that are clearly not a part of a sound person's job. So I follow through, I continue with my work and kind of ignore those things. But meanwhile, they're kind of making fun of the music I have on, which is just my sort of mellow electronic, like non-offensive music. They're like mocking it a lot. So they end up bringing out their big boombox and setting it in the middle of the Audubon floor and pumping a bunch of metal through it. I usually like to have calm music before a metal show, just so you sort of, you know, keep your ears pristine, but I guess they just want to be all about it. So whatever, I just continue to smile and grin and bear it. So I get through the sound checks and begin to show the visiting engineer his way, or try to show him around the mixing console, but he sort of took the other sexist angle instead, is wanting to flirt and just talk about, like, you know, how he could come on to me and all these things. But I'm trying to just talk tech, and he doesn't really want to talk about that. So I leave him to be and let him just figure it out on his own. So we open the doors. It's a sold-out show for some reason. And I find out later that there's only 3 women who paid that night, so it's about 375 dudes in the room, and you could smell it and feel it, which I'm used to. It's pretty much par for the course every night. So the opening band plays, the sound engineer is clearly a little lost, but he's a dude, so he should know what he's doing, right? So I let it go, and then I start to mix the 2 bands before the headliner, and the headliner, the vocalist from the headliner, stumbles into the booth at one point, the sound booth, and you can tell he's definitely drunk or loops on something, and he's kind of falling into me, and I can't really make out what he's saying, but the two words I could make out was loud and sexy. So whatever that means, I was supposed to take those notes and go with it. And then after mixing the two opening bands before the headliner, the original sound guy comes in, is just so surprised, and it's just like, that was great, you did such a great job, you know? And this is a thing that happens to me a lot, where people are surprised that I did a great job. And I know that they wouldn't say that to a guy. But whatever, I'm used to that. So I just move forward, like always, and grin and bear it. And then the headliner starts. And so this is glam metal, so this involves a lot of falsetto. And you could see that this vocalist, this frontman, wasn't really fully, and he wasn't able to really pull it off like he normally does. He was also probably in his 50s, maybe a little past his prime with his falsetto. So usually what happens with that sort of insecurity, if people are insecure about their voice, they tend to ask for more volume. They want everything turned up. They think louder will hide something. So he's asking for more. As soon as he walks on the stage before a note was played, he said, turn it up. You know, and I'm like, well, we haven't started. So, okay, sure, I'll turn it up. But I'm definitely at the limit where I can't really turn it up much more, or else it's going to be nothing but feedback. So I turn it up as much as I can. He plays through a song, can't really make those notes. It's all right, whatever, it's fine. But then he starts kind of yelling at me, I need more monitors, you know, it's got to be louder on stage. I'm definitely pushing it way louder than I've ever had to push it. And so I make the motion that I'm doing it, but I don't, of course. And he goes through another song, and he still needs more. But it's a thing I've noticed over the 20-some years. When, you know, if you're uncomfortable with your own voice, you try to project it onto the sound person. It's always the sound person's fault. So I can pretty much be zen with this stuff and let it go through me. But it was getting to be a little too much because, you know, all of the dudes in the audience are turning around and looking at me because they don't know any better. So he plays through the second song, still wanting it louder, runs off the stage, and then the opening engineer, the rookie-ish guy, comes over and says, he would rather me mix. And usually, this has happened maybe twice in my career, I say no, and it's my club, my system, I'm staying here. But at this point, it was just over the top, and I didn't want to be there anyway. And so I decided to choose that battle, to walk away and let them fester in their own whatever that stuff is. So I decided just to let it be. And as I'm walking out, I quickly engage a compressor on the full system, on all the monitors, kind of like a governor, so that they can't really push it past the level that they want to, and so they can't blow any of my system, and I walk away. And as I walk outside, it's beautiful outside and crisp and clear air, and as the door slams behind me and all that noise goes away, I'm back into this peaceful place I was when I first walked into the club. And the contrast of the night air and all the clearness of that air versus the thickness of the sweat inside was jarring. But also the feedback I hear coming from inside was jarring. It sounded like the full rest of the set was nothing but feedback. You could hear the audience screaming a bit, like frustrated with the feedback or whatever. And I knew they weren't going to blow anything, so I was cool with it. I stayed outside. I waited until I heard no more noise and it was clearly over. And I walked back in, and there was a note on the console of the dude who was trying the other angle of sexism, trying to really compliment me and say, I did great work tonight, and, you know, we're really sorry for any hurt feelings if I felt any weird way. I've had a lot of these notes left where people are appreciating me after the fact. And as everyone leaves the building, I finally put back on my record, and everyone's gone, and I coil those cables super slowly, and I kind of come back in to my meditation of why I do this in the first place, and it's really just to listen to my own music on the system. Yeah, thanks.